Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
I'm so super excited to be joined by three wonderful persons that I have a lot of respect for. And they are three Grace Hill Bible University counseling degree students. I'm talking about Minister Aggie Day, George Richardson, and Minerva Warner Hughes. And they're on the show today to share highlights of their course. And I'm sure you're wondering, what sort of course is that? It's the Fundamentals of Effective Marriage Counseling and their upcoming webinar, the end of term webinar. Now, these wonderful ladies and one gentleman have been very busy doing a lot of good stuff. And now today they're going to be speaking with you. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Love and Inspiration. Minister Aggie Day, how are you?
Hi, Roy. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here once again on Love and Inspiration.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to have you on here. You're a veteran now. You've been on a show so many times, you might as well just take over my show. What about that? Is that something you can think about?
We'll discuss that later.
I love that. Good answer. You're not a politician there, but I love that. Anyways, thank you so much. And we have, because I'm starting off here with ladies first, we have also Minerva Warner Hughes. Good afternoon to you, Minerva. Welcome back to Love and Inspiration.
Pleasant good afternoon, Dr. Cotton and radio listeners. It is a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I'm just wondering, just like how I asked Minister Aggie Day just now, do you think that you would like to do my show? Since you've been on the show a few times, would you like to take over?
You know what? Not everything is for everybody. You're doing a fantastic job, so we're going to let you handle that and we'll handle our side. Okay? How about that?
All right. Look at that. Another interesting answer. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. We'll have a conversation after. And George, welcome to Love and Inspiration. Your first time on the show. George Richardson, how are you doing, sir?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Wonderful, wonderful. Really happy to have you here with us on the show. So let's get straight into it. You're on Love and Inspiration today, as I've mentioned, because you are the Grace Hill Bible University campus on St. Martin University students. You are following the degree counseling program, which has been developed by Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, a visionary of Victorious Living Foundation, and she's also a master therapist, specialist in grief counseling, and also trauma, and much more. So, Minister Aggie Day, since you've been on the show before, and just wanted to ask you, with this course that you're doing now, which I understood is the Fundamentals of Marriage Counseling, can you tell us a little bit about what is this course all about? Just to give us, oh, before you do that, just can the listeners get a little bit of idea of who Minister Aggie Day is? What do you do on a daily basis? Just give us an idea, please.
Hello, regular listeners, and I'm happy to be here once again so you guys can hear my voice once more. Thank you for your time. I am Rosanna Simone Aggie Day, born in the beautiful country of the Republic of Guyana, migrated to St. Martin 22 years ago, married to the most handsome man in the whole wide world, for me, God's best, Richard Aggie Day, for the last 31 years. I am an early childhood educator, an ordained prophet, a licensed minister who loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart, and currently pursuing my master's degree in counseling. This is my third year. On a daily basis, I do assist my husband in our small business.
I appreciate it. Thank you so very much for sharing that with us. And I'm sure your husband, if he's listening, I don't know if he is, felt really good just now when you stated married to the most handsome husband in the world, right, Richard Ajide. I'm sure he's heard that just a while ago.
Well, he's just smiling from ear to ear. But indeed, he is right.
Okay, there you go. So, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to get a special treat later on this evening. I don't know what it's going to be, but he's going to say, thank you, Lord, for my lovely wife who absolutely took the privilege to share with over 2 million people around the world how handsome I am as her husband. You think that's what he's going to say later, right?
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for your introduction. Minerva, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Minerva was born on the island of St. Martin. Minerva is a hospitality professional. And on a daily basis, the most coveted possession I have, I would say, is a mother, friend, sister. Those are the ones I treasure the most.
I appreciate that very much. And I'm just wondering, Minerva, are you also married?
Oh, yes. I have the privilege to be married for the last 27. I say 27 because we're together 27 years, but it's actually 20 married to the best man on planet Earth, Mr. Bradley Warner. I'm sure he's not listening because he's currently in a meeting, but I want to give God thanks for him.
Okay, well, at the end of the day, that's really good that you did mention his name because this show is being recorded. So when there's the rebroadcast, you know, he'll be able to sit back and listen and say, oh, yes, my wife did mention that I'm also the best thing since creation that she has. So that that is not only Minister Ajide that's shared about her has a wonderful, handsome husband. So Minerva, you know, at the end of the day, when he hears this, he's going to give you also a special treat, right?
You know what? I'm always getting special treats, so today would not be an exception.
Talk about some really nice marriages going on here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's go over to, thank you, Minerva. Let's go over to the only gentleman among the ladies. Mr. George Richardson, what do you do? Share with us. And I'm wondering if you're married too, sir.
Yes, I am.
Are you going to tell us that you're married like 47 years, more than the ladies, or how many years,
well,
George?
I was born on the French side of St. Martin. I am the oldest of seven siblings. My mother is from the French side of St. Martin, which makes me a Frenchman.
Mm.
Her name is Georgina Gibbs, and my father is George Richardson from Anguilla. I did all my schooling on the Dutch side of St. Martin. Currently, I am employed with NVGEBE as a technician in the electrical field at the power plant for 30 years. I am a father of two children from my previous marriage. In 2017, I married a beautiful, intelligent lady by the name of Miss Elvira Gums. She works at the airport in the screening department. Like I said, 2017, so that makes us 4 years married. Currently, we are living on the French side of St. Martin. Most people call me Georges as the English-speaking people, but being a Frenchman, my name is Jean.
Mm.
That is my whole introduction in a nutshell.
I appreciate it, George. And, you know, I learned something when I was writing your name down. It was brought to my attention that, yeah, your name has an S in it. So, you know, I'd be thinking like, I'm supposed to say Georges, but it's George. So thank you for sharing that with us. And you're married 4 years. So I do have some very wonderful persons here with me on the air. I'm married for quite a number of years. So let's get straight into it. So you all, three of you, are currently following the degree counseling course at the Graysill Bible University campus, which was established, the course, or created by Dr. Nicole Erna Mae Francis Cotton, the visionary of Victorious Living Foundation. And this course, I want to ask you, just maybe Minister Ajide, if you can kick off, what is so interesting about this course that you are following, the fundamentals of marriage counseling? Talk to us, because I know there are a lot of persons who plug into this show to really enhance their relationship and maybe self-married. So tell us a little bit about what makes this course so interesting for you as a married woman and as a student.
As a married woman, this course, it's like enlightening me of things I used to practice, but did not know the terminologies of them, you know? So, and things that I did not practice, things I avoid, I did not know there was also a terminology for that. And the detrimental of those terminologies, what it can do to a marriage, how it can affect the marriage, and what causes divorce and what prevents divorce.
For example,
criticism, and well, they are called the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now, we're not talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse in Revelation. We are talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse in marriages, which is criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. And I've realized that I never really practiced the first three in my marriage. Number one, number two, and number three. Yeah. I did some of stonewalling from time to time. That's when I feel like, you know, I'm going to be flooded. I just ignore everything and then come back to him later on.
So if I may ask you then, Minister Ajide, because at the beginning of the show, you gave such a powerful compliment about your handsome husband who you married to, Mr. Richard Ajide, for 31 years. And you're telling me and you're telling the world that out of this apocalypse of the four horsemen, which we're going to get into that a bit more later, that mm-hmm. you actually stonewall your handsome husband. How is that possible when he gives you so much and you rave about him at the end of the show? Talk to us a little bit of what made it so that you gone and stonewall this handsome man. Talk to us.
That's on my side because I came from an abusive background. So I came into the marriage with a lot of baggages, you know. And I had my own way of doing things. I wanted to have my own way from time to time. And I needed to learn how to tame myself and to be a better wife to such a handsome, good, loving, kind, and gentle husband, a meek husband. And I had to learn that. So in my state of, you know, being disorganized, to say, not knowing what to do, how to do, when to do, I would just stop talking and just retreat to myself. But he never allowed me to stay by myself for 5 minutes. He's always coming, doing something. You know, he has a very strong repair attempt. So if I am not doing well, or if I'm upset or whatever, he knows how to come and to calm me down.
I see. That's very interesting, Rosanna, Minister Ajide, because I'm thinking you said stonewalling. You said that he has a very interesting repair attempt. So let's break it down a little bit for the listeners to really get an understanding. Now, I don't want to pry into your business, but this is a real show and you're here representing a degree counseling course in fundamental. The course that you're doing right now is fundamentals in marriage counseling. You're going to be a marriage counselor later on. So tell us a little bit about how did you stonewall your handsome husband by the name of Richard? And tell us, what do you mean by he then did a that sort of repair that you stated? So persons could get an understanding of the richness that you're studying, but also to how honest you are with them on how you go through day-to-day basis with your marriage.
Well, I'm speaking about earlier, you know, because we have over 3 decades of marriage. Stonewalling is, I will just block him out. That's what it means to stonewall, block out. You know, you're not hearing anything anymore. You turn away from your spouse and you're just by yourself. But for him, with the repair attempt, he doesn't allow me to be there for too long, because it's not healthy to be in a stonewalling position for a long time. That mindset is not healthy. It could lead to a lot of chaos in the marriage, you know. So he will always come and be the first to say, I'm sorry, or do a little tickling or something, you know, a hug, a kiss, and something that I like, you know, something that I like he will do. He knows that I like plants. He will go and get me a plant. He will get me chocolate. Whatever I like, he would do that for that moment. Whatever is happening, he knows how to, what to do, when to do, you know, to make the marriage work.
I appreciate you sharing that and making that very clear to the listeners, because it's so important to understand what we're doing, actually, the behaviors that we portray in our marriage, and also to how the other individual or the partner may be feeling. We might not even know that we are hurting them with our actions, because, you know, at that moment we are hurt ourselves, and then they are going through a challenge where they're thinking, but sweetheart, why you hurt me like that? So I'm happy that you were able to share that with us. And we're going to come back onto those four terminologies because they sound very interesting. But I want to hear from Minerva. You're also married. You talked about your wonderful husband. Talk to us a little bit about what has happened in your case. Have you done any of those things like what Minister Ajide shared a while ago? Or is just hunky-dory with you and your sharp boy husband?
I would like to say yes, but then I'll be lying. Of course, we all are a sum total of our experiences. And both me and my wonderful husband are two strong-willed people. So needless to say that there are times when things could get a little heated. And yes, I do practice... Well, not practice. I do engage in stonewalling from time to time. It's not something I'm proud of, but I'm learning that there's other ways and mechanisms to deal with it rather than to just shut down and say, I'm not going to hear you right now. And you're not my favorite person right now.
I see. So a question to you, Minerva, can you share with us, has there ever been a situation then, an example that you can give clear cut where at the end of the day, your husband had it, he really got the not nice of the end of the experience by you being in one of those moods or situation? Share with us.
Certainly. Let's say, for instance, like when we're in driving together, my husband and I, we both do it, but I get annoyed by it because I think I'm the best driver there is. He likes to say, oh, but don't do this and put your hand on the steering wheel. And I'll be like, because I know that no matter what's happening, I'm not going to get in an accident. And he'd be like, yeah, but put your two hands on the steering wheel. And I'm like, boy, leave me alone, so to speak. And then I would shut off because I was like, I'm driving now for years. I've not made an accident. I have a good driving record. So why is, to me, it's like, why are you harassing me? Why are you even bringing this up? But like I said, I'm learning now that there's different ways to deal with that.
I see. Well, you know, you've been honest, and like how you said, your husband may hear this later on. So I do plead the blood of Jesus upon both of you when you go driving next time in the car after he hears what you just shared. Okay? I appreciate it so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking here on Love and Inspiration with three amazing students from the Grace Hill Bible University campus here on St. Martin. They are the degree counseling students headed by Dr. Nico Ernemay Francis Cotton, who is a master therapist in also grief counseling and trauma. And they're here sharing with you all about the fundamentals of marriage counseling, the course that they're presently following, and an upcoming webinar. Now, George, I have not forgotten you, my good brother. You are married only 4 years. Give us an example of one of those four men of the apocalypse that you may have done to your lovely wife. And hopefully at the end of the day, you'll be able to go back into the house today after this interview. So share with us, George, and we'll continue this wonderful interview.
Thank you. You know, listening to the two ladies, my colleagues, is amazing, because what happens most of the time is the men who do all the, I will say, the power, like power struggle between the female and the male. And I used a word earlier in my introduction that my wife is an intelligent woman. And when I will say, I use all the four horsemen because I want to be the dominant person. And at a given moment, I will see that she didn't agree with things that I am doing or saying. And when I come to identify that I have a soft heart because of being a Christian. So when I realized by her start to do this stonewalling, I will say against me, like, I'm saying this to you, you're not listening to what I say. Then I realized that I have to now go and ask her to forgive me for acting or behaving certain way. So I will say thank God for this course, because I is the one who learning. And when I speak with my wife, she's the one, she don't have any idea of what this course about, but I just see a lot of stuff that I read, and it's so comparing to her character. So I will say her character that she have does really pull me in and make me understand you are not going the right way.
Mm. You know, George, I appreciate what you shared just now. And the reason why I do is because you said a very important thing earlier. You know, it's so very often, or most times, seen as if it's the men who are the ones who shake up the whole thing, and the men have the problem, etc. But at the end of the day, you did something very important. You shared just now one key thing. Whether you are the head of the house, whether you are the leader, but you shared that part of being humble, that you're able to go to your wife and ask for forgiveness. How often do we actually get that we have husbands who would really come to the point to say, forgive me, based on what they've acted? Is it making sense, George? What are your thoughts about what I just said?
I think you hit the nail on the head, because I know my father is a true gentleman. I never see him get angry with my mother. They live happy, and never see them quarrel or argue or whatever. So I believe that is part of me, and not me alone, my other siblings, which my brothers. When you come up in an environment and you don't see those things, then you're somewhere deep down in your heart, you know that if you start this and you never grew up seeing it, something you are doing wrong. So that's the part that I have soft about me. Okay, they do call my father soft sometimes, but the love he show and portray, and he never speak much when he feel like he's under attack. He just be humble and use his head wisely. So what you are saying, you don't have much men will, let's say, give in to their wives and say, you know what, you are right, I am wrong. Because we as men feel like we should always be the bully and the tough one, but it's not true.
I appreciate you sharing that, George. So very vital, because there are a lot of men that listen to Love and Inspiration, and here you are amongst your two female colleagues, also married, and sharing this with the listening public. Now, I just want to think about, you know, something, George, before I go over to my next question to Minister Ajide. You know, I'm just reflecting on what you stated a while ago, and it's so very vital for men listening to really be able to humble yourself. Yes, you are the head of the home. Yes, God has appointed you to lead your family, your wife, the household. But at the same time, being a true leader and being so very importantly humble allows you to experience more and to be who God calls you to be. And I recognize for myself, even at home, you know, how with challenges, if I may say, for instance, there is a situation that my wife told me about, and maybe I didn't listen at the first time, and then I experienced the consequences. You know, it's really about me saying at a given point in time, you know, hun, you were right. I do apologize. I should have listened, or I'm sorry. I should have taken you seriously on that matter. So it's about really being humble. So I thank you for that, George, sharing that with us. Let's go back over to you, Minister Ajide. Now, in the beginning of our talk, you spoke about the four men of the apocalypse. Now, as you said, it's not the book of Revelations that we're talking about here, so no one needs to get scared. But tell us a little bit about this apocalypse men, four men of apocalypse. And also, I want to hear from you, what have you learned? Because I understood that what you're learning from Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton and what the whole course is set up on is the Gottman's theory. Talk to us a little bit about that, Minister Ajide.
Okay, currently we are studying the Gottman's theory on the seven principles for making marriage work by John M. Gottman, PhD, and Nan Silver. And what my colleague George mentioned just now, being humble, he was speaking on point four, allowing your partner or let your partner influence you as a man. And that is very vital. Many men don't allow their wives to influence them, even if the idea is, you know, a good idea. They don't allow that to happen. The four horsemen of the apocalypse, one is criticism. You know, sometimes as wives or even husbands, we like to criticize, you know, and we use the terminologies, you are always, you know, you don't care, you don't think, you know, things like that. We're accusing, we're criticizing. Instead of being soft and saying, you know, I don't like when this happened, I don't like when you're doing that, we criticize and we come off very harsh. And we have the next horseman of the apocalypse in marriage is contempt, you know. Contempt is fueled by long simmering negative thoughts about the other spouse. You know, it's a breeding ground for disrespect and mockery. So imagine you're married and you are a wife and being contemptuous to your husband. You know, there is no respect, there is no regards for him. Whatever he does, you know, you look at him and you laugh at him and you mock at him, and you know, and just say, yeah, that's you. You never could get it right anyhow. You know, things like that. And then you have the defensive horseman. In all of this, it escalates the conflict. You know, when a person becomes defensive, is that they are becoming flooded, you know, overwhelmed. And they would, instead of waiting for you to finish, they said, no, I don't do that. No, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. You didn't hear me right. You know, you're defending yourself because you are tired of the criticism. You're tired of the contemptuous behavior. And then you go to the fourth one, which is stonewalling. And this could start because the three are present, or it could, because of harsh startup, you become defensive and it doesn't work. Eventually, oh, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this right now. I don't like you right now. I'm not going to talk to you right now. And you turn away from your spouse instead of turning towards your spouse. It's like you're having enough, you know, just like, I can't take this anymore. And you turn away. Now, between my colleagues and I, you know, what we just shared, I don't believe any one of us have reached to this stage of stonewalling, of saying, you know, I had enough. I'm not listening to you anymore. I don't want to hear it. I gone, you know, and walk out and go down the road by some friends or go drinking or something. I have never left my house when I get upset like that. I stay in my home. I don't go anywhere. And if my husband is, sometimes is like, excuse me, you're not seeing me here. You know, I still try to help to make it work. So that's it. That's it in a nutshell. This thing is wide. It's huge. And we cannot give it all away on, you know, our radio program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I fully understand, Minister Ajide, and I'm so happy that you shared that with us to break it down so persons have a clear idea what are the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and how you also were vulnerable to share about your marriage and how you experienced that. And, you know, you said a very important thing earlier, and that is turn away from each other. And that's the dangerous thing that can happen, because when it comes to that point where you have not been able to know how to deal with a challenge that you may be facing with your husband or wife, right? And the best thing and the easiest way to run away from it, to flee, because in a relationship, you have the pursuer and you have the one that, you know, just allows whatever to happen, but you have the one that is really pursuing to talk about the situation. So when you have a situation like this, where one of the persons turn away, then it could be very dangerous because they might turn away and find themselves somewhere else in somebody else's home and somebody else's arms. And then before you know it, we have an affair happening. Is that not true?
True, because when the spouse, okay, for example, let's say the husband, because it is stonewalling is stronger in the male than in the female. So when the husband turn away from the nagging wife, and I'm going to say nagging because indeed some of us as women, we are naggers, you know, let's be real. Let's just be real, right? We are naggers. We don't know how to complain. So we criticize and we don't know how to encourage and admire our spouse. So we become contemptuous because we are not godly. And I'm going to say this, not because we are going to church means we are godly, okay? We're going to get that later. So turning away from your wife can lead you into the arms of another woman because you are not only turning away from your wife, but you're turning away from the marriage. Vice versa, the wife could find herself in the arms of another man too.
That is so powerful and so true. And just coming back to what I mentioned a while ago, in a relationship, you have the pursuer and the avoider. So you have the person who is a pursuer, wants to pursue, speaking about that challenge, that situation, will go after the other spouse to really get the answers, want to talk about things. When I say go after, doesn't mean like to go and beat them up or do whatever. But then you have the avoider who, in whatever way, you know, say, I don't want to talk about this, right? I want to just avoid having to go through whatever the challenge is. And that's where you have the pursuer and the avoider. Thank you for sharing that, Minister Ajide. Let's talk a little bit about this because this is so very important. You said it a while ago because all three of you are attending the Graceil Bible University, following this course, and you are a minister of the gospel. And also, as I understood from Minerva, and George, you said earlier that you are a Christian. Now, I'm asking myself this question here, right? Is this a very important course for persons in the church to follow, whether being a pastor or whether being a congregant? Who would like to answer that? Well, let me hear from you, Minister Ajide, and then let me hear from all three of you. What are your thoughts about it? Is it something that really is vital for in the church, for persons to really follow a course like this or have a better understanding?
I would say yes, definitely. It is important for us as believers and followers of Christ to do something like this, to do this course, because it will help us to overcome a lot of gridlocks we're having in the church concerning marriages, a lot of false belief, you know, false indoctrination that was given to us before by the older folks. You know, those things didn't work. You know, they weren't workable. And I'm going to allow my other colleagues to continue with that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Minister Ajide, for sharing that, giving
Indeed,
us that idea.
Because divorce affects not only the church, it affects the world. It's good that we have persons in church that are trained because otherwise, you know, the things that we be saying to people in part saying that we're giving counseling may not be effective because we're not dealing with what is relevant for now, for here and for now. A lot of things that we've learned from our parents, remember that the dynamics have changed, life has changed. So it's no longer the same as it was back in our parents' days. So we need to be equipped to train people now. And it's sad because divorce ruins not only the divorcees, but their families. It has an effect on their children. The children affect the society. So you see the domino effect?
Oh, definitely I do, Minerva, without a doubt. And I see why it's important to have this also taught in the church and also for those in the clergy to be able to look into pursuing such training and even individuals, because it makes you more aware of what the challenges are in marriage and it will help to build a stronger marriage. So I really appreciate what you shared with me. Now, for George, what about you, sir? What are your thoughts about that, George, that you would say?
Yes, Roy, we had this conversation before. When I say we, it happened in my home cell that I believe I used a word one time that to me, the church is the culprit of a lot of mixed, let's say, divorce that went wrong. Why are you saying this? My son was about 21 years old. And as a young man, he met this young lady and they got friends. And the first thing the church tell him, they had to get married. Now, no one explained him the responsibilities. And he was still going to school. And no one explained the responsibilities about marriage. And I feel when you force people into marriage and not explaining them the consequences, automatically, somewhere down the line, when they start to live with each other, then they start to see the negative part of this person, and then they can't live with it. So what will happen here? These same couples will end up seeing therapy or marriage counselors. And that's where I strongly believe that the church should also be very... have someone, this self should be very versed in counseling. So, of course, like this, like I said, I am so happy that I take this course because I see a lot of misuse and abuse of the system of how the church is doing with young people. And that's my take on that.
I appreciate that, George. Thank you for being so open and honest on your view on this matter, because at the end of the day, quite true, once you have a marriage that is destroyed, it has a knock-on effect, as Minelva also stated, on the children and also into the society. Now, as we're coming to the end of this amazing conversation with all three of you, following the degree counseling course at the Greysill Bible University campus, St. Martin, what is coming up very soon? Minister Ajide, you all have a webinar coming up for the public. Tell us briefly, without giving away too much, because I'm super excited to hear all about this webinar. What date, what time is this webinar?
Yes, Roy. The webinar is scheduled for the 20th of December. Time will be 7 p.m. For registration, persons can log on to the website victoriousliving.com to register, and WhatsApp only +1 721 522 5621 or 1 721 524 8731. You could send a WhatsApp message and we'll take note of that.
Okay, I want to just ask you for persons just to get that once again, because I'm sure persons really do want to plug in on December 20th at 7 p.m., as you stated to the webinar. So can you let persons know once again where they can register and if there's also a specific link that they can go to besides victoriouslivingfoundation.com? Is there a specific link? And please give that WhatsApp number once again that persons could call on.
Yes, we do have a link, and I was about to give that. It's bit.ly/overcoming hurdles. Again, bit.ly/overcoming hurdles. You could go there and you could register for the webinar, which is on December 20th at 7 p.m. So we will have 2 hours to present.
And this is
going to... also...
Yep, go ahead. I can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Also, for the WhatsApp number, +1 721 522 5621 or +1 721 524 8731. We also have a Facebook group, which is, the name of it is Counseling Degree Program. It's on Facebook and you can log in there and you will get information also on the upcoming webinar.
That sounds great. I do really appreciate that, Minister Ajide. And that sounds really very exciting and important, which is overcoming hurdles in your marriage. And as I understood, it's building it stronger. Such a fitting name. Overcoming hurdles in your marriage, building it stronger. So that's December 20th coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it. That's at 7 p.m. And you can register according to what Minister Ajide stated just now to you. And I just want to say, as we close off this conversation, comments have been coming in, Minelva and Minister Ajude and George, and you're receiving a lot of positive response. There was also a listener that stated, I believe that's when you were speaking, Minister Ajude, sharing your experience, and the listener sent in, "She is so real." So, Minister Ajude, thank you that you have been so real, because that would have been a challenge if you were not real.
Well, I am real, and you know that, Roy. What you see is what you get. I don't know how to pretend. I can't. I cannot be fake. I cannot be false. I hate hypocrisy. You know, just be honest, be truthful, and I believe that the truth will set you free. One thing more. The webinar is free of charge.
Okay.
So please come and get some free techniques how to make your marriage work. Marriage is a loving, beautiful union. And once you get all the ingredients in, man, the pot will cook good and the food will taste sweet. Okay?
Wow. That sounds so appetizing, Minister Ajude. You really make it sound super, super fantastic. And I know I'm a person who loves food, so I don't want to get confused, but, you know, I'm just pulling your leg. Absolutely. I'm going to be there myself on the 20th of December. Minelva, in closing, what would you like to say to the listeners? And then also to you also, George, what would you like to say to the listeners in closing?
In closing, I would like to reiterate that, yes, indeed, marriage is beautiful and it's really fulfilling if we work it. It's like everything else in your life. You cannot just simply decide to get married and that's it. You would have to work at it. You're going to have to make it beautiful. You're going to have to make it interesting. You're going to have to make it lovely. You're going to have to make it wonderful. We need to learn as wives, and wives, I'm speaking to us now, that we need to learn how to minister to our husbands that will make that man heart give God glory and say, "Thank you, Father, for this wonderful wife that you've given me." And to the husbands, we need to learn how to love our wife and continue loving your wife and just let God be glorified in the union.
Well said, Minelva. Thank you for that. Mr. George, as the only gentleman among the ladies, your final words to the listeners.
I am so proud to be the only gentleman here this afternoon. There's a book written by Willard F. Harley Jr., and I would like to leave a quote from what I read from his book. The name of the book is Effective Marriage Counseling, His Needs or Needs Guide to Helping Couples. He talks about the love bank. He said, "Within each of us is a place that records the effect that others have on us. I call this place the love bank. And everyone we encounter has his or her own personal account in it." What is the personal account? He said, when we have a positive encounter with someone, love units are deposited into his or her account. Then he went on to say also, when we have a negative encounter, love units are withdrawn. End of quote. I believe every person that is married should think about that love bank. And for sure, your love will blossom. Thank you, Roy.
You're welcome, George. That is so powerful to end this wonderful conversation with all three of you. And, you know, I have to mention, because a message came in, and I believe that this is directed to Minister Ajude, and stated here by a listener by the name of Karen, and she stated, "It has been enjoyable listening. Please tell Minister Ajude, hello." So, Minister Ajude, it looks like you've become a celebrity here or something. It looks like it.
Can you say hello to Karen for me, please?
Oh, well, you are just saying it to her. She's listening to you. So say hi, Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Okay.
And everybody else. Hello.
Wonderful. I think I'll need to get your autograph very soon. All three of you, actually. So I'm looking forward to that. But once again, thank you for being on the show, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to three powerful students, counseling degree students at the Grace Hill Bible University campus here in St. Martin. And they are the students of Dr. Nico Erneme Francis Cotton, visionary of Victoria Slim Foundation, who is a master therapist. She's also a master therapist in grief counseling and also trauma. And you heard from her students just now speaking to you, following the degree program. And if you feel that this is the way that God is directing you to be just like these students, to really equip persons out there on how they can build stronger marriages, then of course you do need to connect with such. And Minister Ajide, once again, quickly before we go, please give where persons could register and telephone numbers, and then we are finished with this amazing conversation.
Okay. To connect with our wonderful professor, Miss Erneme Francis Cotton, please go to the website www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Her phone number is 1-721-524-8731. And you can get into contact with her if you would like to sign up for this course or any other course. This counseling program is excellent and it's wholesome. And listeners, it is accredited. Okay, you don't need to worry about that. It is accredited and it's recognized. Okay, the name of the university is Grace Hill Bible University. You can go to the website ghbu.org and you find the university there. Okay. To register for our upcoming webinar, you go to bit.ly/overcoming hurdles. And this webinar is free of charge. It will be held on Monday, December 20th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Okay? God bless you and thank you guys for listening. We love you all. And we bless your marriage. And those who are thinking about getting married, we bless you with wisdom and understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Minister Ajide. Thank you so much, Minister Minerva Warner Hughes, as I understood, also to you being a minister, and also to you, George Richardson. Thank you for being a love and inspiration. God bless your marriages. And I know at the end of the day, Minister Ajide, you can sleep well tonight. You can have fun because your wonderful husband, handsome husband, Mr. Richard Ajide, is really happy that you big him up well today and you represented well. And Minerva, I know your sharp boy husband is going to be proud when he hears this interview. And George, not to worry. I know your wife is there and she heard you and she's going to give you hugs and whatever else that we are not going to talk about on this radio show right now. Thank you so much for being on the show. Blessings. Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there you had it. Amazing students from the Grace Hill Bible University campus, St. Martin, the fundamentals of effective marriage counseling, headed by Dr. Nico Erneme Francis Cotton of Victorious Living Foundation. And you heard about the webinar coming up on December 20th. Keep it locked in to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. Don't you go anywhere.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio, the number one. #1 independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.